Iambic Audiobooks presents Skulk by Mark Estrin, narrated by Anthony St. Pierre. Chapter 1. Ho, ho, ho. So, who is this guy in the red suit? Who is this old man sitting innocent little children serially on his lap, murmuring to them, "What would you like? What would you really like?" Smiling and taking pictures. Who is this guy, anyway? What's his real name? Klaus? Nicholas? Mikolas? Père Noël? Also known as Babbo Natale? Also known as Hoteosho? Also known as Kanakaloka? He is everywhere, the global hegemon of Christmas. What is his name? Santa! The Holy One. Teresa Lee Skulkington of the Connecticut Skulkingtons, last of the Glickman Series lecturers, stood beside the lectern at Wichita State University's Wilner Auditorium, the better to show off her slinky red dress and herself inside it. TL, she was called, as in tough love. She will be called something else soon enough. "I won't begin to detail," she said, "the psychological damage this figure creates, the lifelong suspicion that parents, and all authority figures, lie, the consequent loss of trust in the world and its mythical heroes, the cynical understanding that it's best not to question, especially those things from which we might profit, the existential gloom that engulfs us when we discover that the world is not the loving, caring place we once thought it was. Instead, tonight, I want to interrogate the belief system of you liberals out there, all you college progressives, you good little girls and boys who will soon have your high five-figure jobs and your white picket fence to guard your 2.4 children." Good-humored hissing in the auditorium, largely, but not entirely, from the sign-laden protesters in the back. From them, the first 1.5 repetitions of a chant. "T.L. T.L. We don't like you very well." Yes, yes, typical liberal embrace of freedom of speech. Freedom for those in the back, but not for me. No matter how loony, sick, grotesque, stupid, corrupt, anti-family, or traitorous your ideas are, dear gasbags, bedwetters, and human gumbies out there, they will always be faithfully broadcast by the liberal media, which will do all it can to shut out all other views. Like my interrogating your liberal myth of Santa Claus. So just shut up! I'm getting paid big bucks to be here, courtesy, by the way, of your Claire Booth Luce Society. Yay! So, since I at least want to earn my keep, I'm going to go ahead anyway, whether you like it or not. Applause and boos. This is one bang-up woman, thought Richard Gronsky behind his social comment nose glasses, which functioned also as a poor disguise. He was one of the more popular assistant professors in the history department. I mean, she is a looker. Even better than her book covers. Check those muscular arms, those lovely calves. Hard bod for sure. Even history professors have fantasies. "Perhaps I should define the term liberal," the speaker continued. "Liberals, you know, the fuzzy-minded blue state minority who thinks AIDS is spread by a lack of federal funding, or that guns in the hands of red-blooded Americans are more dangerous than weapons of mass destruction in the hands of the ragheads." Serious catcalls this time, from the right-thinking left. Okay, I obviously don't need to define liberal for you, as you seem to have mastered the subject, so let's go right to Santa Baby. Here she pulled out from behind the lectern a red satin, ermine-trimmed stocking cap, and placed it coquettishly on her silky blonde head. Out in the fourth row, Dr. Gronsky thought he'd seen such a face before. Playboy, perhaps? Or was it playgirl? Perhaps it was only the pom-pom. In any case, Politically incorrect or not, the audience did seem ready to be entertained. Hey, it was a free event at the end of the semester. Because you are all, mostly all, sheep who need linear leading by the nose, I shall take you alphabetically through some of Santa's major characteristics and abuses, each of which, of course, should be roundly rejected by liberals, if they weren't the Weasley hypocrites that they are. And remember, when you see a house with a red plastic Santa lit up outside, with twinkle-light reindeer feeding in the front yard snow, that is the house of a liberal. There are many in Wichita. When you see a creche with an infant Christ, that is not the home of a liberal. That is the home of a Christian. Of them in Wichita, there are even more. Let's start at A, with animal rights. How can you liberals so enthusiastically endorse such cruelty to reindeer? It is very difficult, not to say dangerous, for reindeer to land on a roof, especially the sloped ones so common out on the plains. Where is your ASPCA on this? Where, for that matter, is air traffic control? How many dead and crippled reindeer go unreported in the liberal press? And the fur trim on Santa's suit? Where is PETA? Why isn't every Santa, department store and real, attacked with spray paint blood on their trim? Why isn't Pamela Anderson displaying her lettuce leaf bikini as an ethical alternative? Hypocrisy! Pure liberal hypocrisy! Richard was in ecstasy. Here was a maniac after his own heart. A bit right-wing, to be sure, but a true fanatical droll. C. Class issues. Who subsidizes Santa? Who writes the checks? The well-to-do, the rich. The richer the better, the more. The poor are left scrounging for Santa's toys among the cracked and spittled rejects at the Salvation Army, and feeling guilty about it, full of envy and resentment that Santa's fallout in the material world should be based on ability to pay. Could it be that you liberals want class war? As long as you can stay above the fray in your gated communities and athletic clubs? But what are you doing supporting the satanic duo of commercialism and consumerism? Liberals are supposed to hate that stuff, the media-induced gluttonous craving for material goods. Have you ever listened in on what the kids are asking for on the lap of the red-suited god? It ain't hay. There are, of course, those liberal moppets brainwashed enough to sputter out, "I want world peace," to a disgusted controller of the means of production. They leave that scarlet lap hating their martinet parents until such time as they are amply rewarded with all the goodies they would have listed if they were honest. Excellent liberal training in talking the talk, but riding the walk in their little electric car with batteries provided. And thus, capitalism continues its merry dance with liberals playing the tune. See, little Virginia, there is a free lunch. Richard was plotting already. How would he detain her? How get her away from her host, whoever they might be? The Yale Review, Yale Law School, it said in the program. With looks like that, she's probably heard it all. There would be a reception somewhere. He'd find out where. He was, after all, on the faculty. D. Diversity. Basically, a white penis people operation. Applause from Richard's nemesis, the racially diverse W.U. Herstory Society. All the elves are white. Hold up your hands if you've seen any other kind depicted. Not a hand raised. And except for the big boss, short. All short. Shorter than he. Principle of hiring? Sizism? What about tall people rights? Ex-basketball players? Are tall elves vertically challenged? If so, are they protected by the Americans with Disabilities Act? Or doesn't that count if they're not American? Are liberals not concerned? What's with you? E. A liberal favorite. Ecology. Can you imagine the environmental impact of a major manufacturing operation on the fragile tundra? The global warming effect on the glaciers? I'm sure Santa's factory burns tons of fossil fuels. That isn't all handwork. At that scale, it can't be. And where, my friends, are the ozone holes? As your Marxist Frankfurt School friends love to say, that is no coincidence. Richard was bowled over and a half. His PhD had been on the conception of freedom in the early Frankfurt School. He had to meet this woman, who continued her alphabetical exegesis. "And E," she hammered home, "for no less a threatened species than epistemology." "Won't Santa get burned if he comes down the chimney?" Or, "How can he come down the chimney if we don't have a fireplace?" Or even, "How can reindeer fly if they don't have wings?" Think of the answers liberals give their children, those charming tots they're already grooming for Harvard. All questions discouraged or declared irrelevant by fiat. Liberals are supposed to be interested in developing a questioning mind. Like, really? And what about GLBT issues? That's pronounced glubbed. All those songs that rhyme Christmas toys with girls and boys?
"The kids in girl and boyland will have a jubilee," she sang, and sweetly.
Will there be nothing for the RU12 set? More cheers from the historians. Richard's heart was doing an Elvin Jones riff. "Calm down, old man. She's just a typical, if leading, example of the new conservative star babe. I mean, you can't really put Karl Rove out there and expect young voters to salute. What will be. If we're meant to meet, we will. But with some alternate grooming, she could sure be dynamite for the cause." The cause, capital K-A-U-S-E. "Health," T.L. continued. "This man is fat. Fat, fat, fat. Is fat what you liberals want to model for your children? He smokes like a chimney. Maybe he doesn't inhale." Snickers from those old enough to remember a previous president. "But if it weren't so cold up there, metastasis would be in the saddle, with secondhand smoke for the elves and Mrs. Santa and the reindeer. What are the cancer rates?" No one is saying. "Cardiovascular morbidity and mortality? Maybe that's why the elves are short. And L for labor. My God, I wouldn't be surprised to find a detachment of Pinkertons up there. Is Santa paying for health care? Are there other bennies? If so, you never hear about them. Or about elves on strike. Do they even have a union? If not, why not? When does the workshop become a sweatshop, even in the Arctic? When does it cross the line into oppression? Liberals, are you listening? Or doesn't it really matter? I needn't even get into P for privacy issues, with lists and checks and video surveillance. He sees you when you're sleeping. That's S. SS. Richard pulled out his digital recorder. Though he had come, like many others, to scoff, he remained now, if not exactly to pray, P-R-A-Y, then perhaps to pray, P-R-E-Y. No wedding ring? He wanted this woman. He wanted her mental and physical musculature on his side, not on theirs. He wanted her voice in his little box to remind him, should it be necessary, that he wanted her entirely. Taxes? You liberals like taxes. Hey, this guy is giving stuff away. So where's the sales tax on equivalent value? The gift tax? No paper trail for audit. Very clever. A semi-faith-based 501c3. Liberals, do you smell fraud? If not, why not? Trade policy. Liberals, this guy is a total free marketeer. Anathema. Anathema. He crosses international borders with impunity. Without a passport. No luggage inspection, no body search, no checking his laptop. Hey, is he really fat? Are there explosives in there? How does he get away with this stuff? Call out the social forum. And you know what makes up 75% of what's in those uninspected sacks? W for war toys. Shoot up the ragheads games. Ambiguous hissing. So where's the anti-gun lobby? Where is the peacenik chorus condemning the plague of small arms? Cat got your tongues? And last but not least, W for women's issues. Beyond all those gender stereotypic toys, are you libbers not interested in Mrs. Santa? No butcher, girl she? Stay-at-home support for her tubby hubby? And where are their children? Is Mrs. Santa, pro-choice? Have there been any procedures in the back room? And where are the female elves? Also staying home? Why? Is Mrs. Santa just a front for some hanky-panky with those sweet little worker elves? All you liberals and progressives out there, I want to see some gumption. I want to see some progress. Rewrite all those picket signs. Smash Santaism. No, better, direct action. I want to see you out there burning all those big plastic Santas. No, wait. That'd make pollution. So just collect them from people's yards and trash them. Except that's really bad for the landfills. Well, libs, you've got a problem. That, children, is the mess you get when you keep Christ out of Christmas. Season's greetings, ho ho ho, and have a merry... winter break. Richard watched her walk majestically through the door, stage right.